Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Surviving Grief, Episode 3, which I have named This Is Some Heavy Shift. This is some heavy shift, S-H-I-F-T. Welcome back. I'm forever grateful again for everyone that's tuning in to my weekly podcast. And to start off my podcast, I want to recite my commitments rooted in self-love. I promise to never give up on myself. I promise to be patient with myself. I promise to speak up for myself. I promise to protect my energy. I promise to give myself grace. I promise to honor my calling. And I promise to forgive myself. And last week, I was letting you all know that chapter 7 of my book is Cultivating Resilience and Strength. And I entitled this podcast, This Is Some Heavy Shift, because when you're so used to doing things your way and how you want to do them, and then God says, enough is enough. I need to get you where you should have been all along. And you're giving up your will for God's will in your life. And when I looked at cultivating resilience and strength, there are some days when I don't even know the meaning of strength. I am trying to navigate the new chapter of my life that I'm in. And you know what? I just burned the whole book. I'm not just turning the page. I'm burning the book and I'm starting over. And this time I'm starting over and doing things the way God would want me to do them. Because I know that that's the only way that I win. And starting off 2023, my slogan that I made for myself was, I win. And when I tell you that 2023 seemed like the worst year of my 52 years. I have never experienced anything like what I'm dealing with now. Before 2023, I didn't have anxiety. I didn't have, you know, the panic attacks. I didn't have any of that. And as time went on, of course, they get worse, and they have. And a lot of it comes from leaning to Cheryl's own understanding. And I like to be honest with myself. And I think it's helping me to grow and to get where God needs me to be. You know, I'm being honest with myself about some things. You know, had I listened, you know, okay. But anyway, I'm here now. This is where I'm at. But I acknowledge that some of the things that have brought me heartache and pain was leaning to my own understanding and not listening to God. And I am learning to, whatever happens, God goes before me. And I want to tell y'all a little story really quick about Pete the cat. I love my white shoes. Pete the cat, he got some new shoes. His shoes were white. And as Pete began to walk down the street, he was showing his white tennis shoes off. And Pete stepped into some strawberries. Pete didn't get upset. Pete said, I got red shoes. As Pete was going along, Pete stepped in some blueberries. And Pete's tennis shoes turned blue. Pete didn't get upset. Pete said, I love my blue shoes. Pete walked a little further as he was happy about his blue shoes. He didn't cry, he didn't get upset. Pete stepped into some mud. Pete didn't get upset. He said, I love my brown shoes. And then as Pete went along, Pete got into some water and his shoes turned back white. Now Pete's shoes were wet. But Pete didn't get upset as Pete was walking because his shoes were wet. Pete's shoes started squeaking and making noise because they were wet. And he didn't get upset. Pete took every stage of what he was going through with his tennis shoes and made it out to be something positive. And I enjoyed that story because I said, Lord, allow me to look at things like Pete the cat. Okay, it didn't work out. I didn't get the job that I applied for. But you're still a keeper. Something else didn't go the way I wanted to go. Keep walking, because he's still a keeper. And in every stage that Pete went through, he never got upset because it brought him something unexpected. And when I looked at my situation, I said to myself that everything that I'm going through, it has brought me to the feet of Jesus. And it's increasing my faith. And it's allowing me to see God in a way that I could have never saw him had I not been put in the situation that I'm in. And it's making me to see things with the spiritual eye, because with the natural eye, you got your white shoes on and you stepped in the strawberries and now your shoes are red. You could be upset because your shoes are no longer white, but, or you can look at it as, wow, I didn't have any red shoes, but now I got red shoes. So where my faith was wavering, God is building my faith up. Every day, I think I get a little closer to God, what He wants for me in my life, where He would have me to go. And, you know, some days, you know, I'm not going to act like I have it all together, because I'm a long way from having it all together. But I can tell you what, from my white shoes to my red shoes to my blue shoes to my brown shoes, I'm going to thank God every step of the way. I'm not going to get upset, because it's easy to get upset instead of just saying, okay, God, I see what you're doing here. Even if you don't see it, because God will give you what you need at the very moment that you need it. You know, I said that, you know, God got behind me and pushed me to my knees. And the same God that got behind me to push me to my knees, He's the same God that's in front of me. And He's behind the storm, but He's also in front of the storm, saying, peace, be still. And I know that my purpose is even bigger than my storm. Do I know what my purpose is yet? No. But I'm not going to stop until I get to my purpose. I'm going to keep walking again, as Pete did. With my white shoes on, they turned into my red shoes, to my blue shoes, to my brown shoes. Wet, squeaky, kicking and screaming. I'm not going to stop till I get to my purpose. And if I don't be happy with whatever color the shoes are, I may miss my moment. And if I miss my moment, I'm going to miss my purpose. And I don't want to miss my purpose. So I'm going to keep walking, trusting that God is going before me. And no matter what color the shoes turn, I know that He's carrying me. And, you know, we fight from victory to victory. And I'm shifting to God's will for me instead of my will for me. And, you know, I've been looking at examining my life a lot lately. And God has been, he's been really keeping me. And I know that he's always kept me, but God has been really, really keeping me. You know, he's been holding on to me for a long time now. And God will let you do you for a long time until he says enough is enough. And I'm glad that, you know, he loved me enough to give me mercy and grace to allow me another chance. And I was telling my best friend, I said, you know, I feel like God has given me a second chance. And I refuse to mess this up. And there are some days that I feel so scared. It's like, I'm scared, God, and I don't want to make the wrong moves. Because in this season of my life, I can't afford to mess up. I got to go. I got things to do. I got a purpose to fulfill. I got to walk into my divine purpose. And I am hell-bent on doing that. If I got to cry some days, if I got to have anxiety some days, which I do, I'm going to walk it out, breathe it out, pray it out. But I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep moving because his glory for my story. And my purpose is to help somebody else, because I know I'm not the only one that's going through, but I know not everybody has a great support system. Or maybe they have lost their faith in God, or maybe they have lost their way. But I want to be there to uplift somebody else, because it's important. I want God to do something so great in Cheryl that people, no, God is going to do something so great in Cheryl that when people look at me, they're going to know that, yeah, that was God. They're not going to be, they're not going to be able to equate it to anything else but God. And that is my prayer, that I can reach somebody, that I can pull them out of the depths of despair, help them with wanting to not be here. I want to do all I can in the next season of my life, because I want God to get the glory. And he is going to get the glory. And, you know, I was thinking that trying to muster up the strength daily to go on, it was hard. And one day I visited North Carolina to, you know, I needed to be around family. So I went to North Carolina to be with my kids and grandkids and everything. And I know I express myself better when I write. And God gave me the podcast, Surviving Grief. And when I got back home, I just started writing my book. And that has been, you know, a great outlet for me, because somebody needs to hear my story. And I thank God, because during this whole time when I think that I'm not going to make it another day, because sometimes I feel like that. I just feel like nothing's happening. And then God will give me a word. And I'm holding firm to be still and know that I am God. And every time I start to feel some type of way, God just whispers, be still. And some days I don't feel strong. And I thank God for, again, the people that God has placed in my life. And I was in bed the other night, because I rarely sleep at night because I can't sleep. But I was in bed the other night and I was looking at the word somebody was preaching, and I kind of got a little sad, and tears were coming down, and I was praying, and I was like, God, like, you gotta do something for me, because sis tired. And I realized that every time that I get in that space, I feel like I pick it up again. And I'm like, okay. So I feel like it takes me back to the drawing board. And I gotta go and give it back to him. And God gave me Isaiah 40, 28 and 30 through 31. And it's like, Cheryl, has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Cheryl, do you not know who I am? Have you not heard that I am the everlasting God, the creator of the earth, and I faint not? I neither slumber nor sleep, and there's no searching of my understanding. I give power to the weak, and I increase the strength to those that have no strength. The youth will faint and not be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He said, but Cheryl, wait on me. I'm going to renew your strength. I'm going to mount you up like wings as an eagle. You're going to run and not be weary, and you're going to walk and not faint. Because see, Cheryl, this time around, you're not trying to figure it out. You're doing it in my power, in my might. I'm going to walk you through the storm. Just keep your eyes on me. That's all I ask you to do. Is keep your eyes on me. Trust that I'm in the grief. I'm in the anxiety. I'm in a panic. I'm in the fear. I'm in all of it. Because I know that the enemy is trying to use these things to get you off track. But just trust me and wait on me, because whether you realize it or not, I'm renewing your strength day by day. You know, I can't do it fast. You know, fast don't last. And if I do it too fast, then you can fall back into what I'm bringing you out of. And we're not doing that no more, Cheryl. Forward still, to Jehovah's will. With the conquering tread, we'll push ahead and roll the seas away. And no matter what obstacle you face, I'm going before you. And I'm going to make the crooked path straight. But you got to take your hands off of it. You got to let me fix it for you. And when I tell you guys that this has been some heavy shift, it's been a heavy shift. I've been trying to make sure that I do it God's way. And I know that God doesn't put more on you than you can bear. And God is, he's built me for the fight, because I don't think I could have done this or could do it without a kind, kind God. And I thank God, because he's here. He's making sure that Cheryl is okay. And, you know, I was thinking that I showed up for people when I was tired. I showed up for people when I was broke. I showed up for people when I was hurting. I showed up for people when I needed someone to show up for me. I showed up for people that I knew wouldn't show up for me if the tables were turned. That's why I will never water down or apologize for the season of my life I'm in now. Because a lot of people would never know what it took for me to get here. And I believe that the disturbance and disruption in my current space, it is birthing something beautiful. And I know that God is going to bring me out. I'm just going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to stay the course, because I'm scared. And when I say I'm scared to mess up. I feel like God has given me a second chance. And baby, listen, I mean to take this second chance and let God get his glory. I want to be proud of me, you know, because it's easy to try to do things your way when you feel like things aren't going the way you want them to. And I've done that long enough. I don't want to do it no more. So if the shift is heavy, then so be it. Because it brought me to the feet of Jesus. Not only is he behind the storm, but he's in front of the storm, pulling me through the storm. And I'm glad that, you know, somebody on social media say, my biggest flex is that God has never, not ever taken his hands off of me. And when you think about it, that's a pretty big flex, because in everything that I've been through, disobedience and whatever I've gone through, didn't listen to God, he never took his hands off of me. And I thank God for that. And whatever I go through, I know that I can make it. And I'm telling myself every day, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can, Cheryl. You got this, because God goes before you. And until next time, thank you for listening to Surviving Grief. That I'd be weak, but you made me strong. They thought that I would crumble, but they were so wrong. You held my hand and encouraged me instead.